another woman that, or not when you were coming up, another girl that you were real close to and you grew up and did everything together, she called her your
best friend.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what about, did you ever have maybe a parent, she was not your parent, but was just like your parent, in other words, did things like just like a mother would do, or something like that, any name for somebody like that? Who was kind of a surrogate parent, really?
No, because I guess I never have been in that kind of position, and I don't, I don't really think of a term for that.
Now, what about when you were coming up, were there ever just a group of kids that you hung around with? What would you call yourself? Did you have, would you call yourselves a gang or what? Your gang?
No, we called ourselves a club. We called ourselves the Just Us Club, as a matter of fact.
How many kids were in it?
There were six.
Were they all girls?
All girls.
Was this elementary school?
Junior high.
And how long did you keep the Just Us Club going?
Oh, I guess probably the 3 years, more or less.
Did you ever know of any kind of word games, that kind of rough kind of word games that people might play, whether maybe boys or whether they'd insult each other's family, that kind of thing? Have you ever hear anything about those?
No.
Well, what about now when a new kid moved into your neighborhood, did they ever have any kind of initiation rites or anything, or did how was he accepted immediately in?
No, we never had any real initiation rites. You know, if they could get in there and play, you know, it was sort of an easy, loose thing.
So really just accepted in the...
Yeah.
What kind of games did you play when you were kids? Can you tell us something about that?
We played kick the can and hide and go seek, and we made our own, our favorite game was one that we made up, which was called Old Witch.
That's good.
Which was, the front porch was home base, and there was one person who was the Old Witch, and of course if you stepped off home base you were free game, and if she touched you then you went to the witch's den, which was a bush at one corner of the lot, and those who were still uncaught could touch home base and make electricity, you know, by holding his hand. If you could reach as far as the witch's den, you could free the guy who was in the witch's den and he could come back to home base. So it was a very good game. It was our favorite. It was, yeah.
Did they ever play a kind of game for you? Two lines here,
tall
one
of them, older
hill.
Like Red Rover, yeah. Not much, but some.
What about rain games?
Any kind of rain games that you've played over? Seldom, I guess, because I don't remember those.
If you need to kick the can, any kind of ball, like you put a ball or anything like that?
Well, we played baseball in the backyard and corner lots and that kind of thing. And that was girls and boys. You know, it was a very unstructured thing. Nothing like Little League. And we bounced tennis balls. I wouldn't say we played tennis, but we did hit tennis balls. Maybe on a court or maybe up against the side of a house. But it was, you know, a skill thing where you see how many times you can hit it without stopping and that sort of stuff. Badminton was our favorite thing, which is not really ball.
What about, did you ever play marble games?
Oh yeah, marbles a lot.